to another episode of Raven Conversations. I'm Joe C. Mandel, State Public Affairs Officer for the Washington National Guard. And today I'm joined by Senior Master Sergeant Chris Martin. He is a superintendent at the 194th Security Forces Squadron here on Camp Murray. We previously talked. You served up at OSO. We did a video on that, which everyone should have seen around the OSO timeframe. But you were also going to kind of share what it is to be in the security forces, kind of the how does law enforcement work with security forces, kind of that background, and then how you're a little different from the Army MPs. And we've had a previous episode on Army MPs and what they do. So thanks for joining us, Chris.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here.
So intro and background on yourself.
Yeah. So actually started my military career out of high school. I was a cadet at the Air Force Academy. I did not do well and resigned in lieu of getting kicked out. But after a couple years of kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, I had a mentor, convinced me to join the Air Force Reserve. I was living in Ohio at the time. So I joined the 445th Security Forces Squadron at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and was there for about a year until we moved out to Washington. My wife and I moved out to Washington for school, and settled in Spokane. At the time, there was no reserve unit at Fairchild, and I didn't want to drive across the state every month for drill. So, that's how I just joined the guard by default. So I could drill out at Fairchild at the 141st Security Forces.
See, now you drive across the state.
And now, exactly. Now I drive across the state every week since I work full time out here at Camp Murray.
Yeah. So how'd you learn about the guard?
I was really just like, well, how can I not still serve and not be in the reserves? And I knew about the IMA program, but they didn't take airmen. You had to be an NCO to do that. And so I knew that the Guard existed. I didn't know, I just thought it was another version of the reserves. But once I started, obviously I found a recruiter and started talking to them, and they're like, oh yeah, I totally will take you to get a conditional release from your previous unit. And, we'll enlist you. And then when I'm taking the oath of enlistment and I'm like, the governor of the state of Washington and the constitution of the state of Washington, that's kind of weird. Let's see what this is all about. But honestly, it's the best change that I could have made, because certainly in the reserves, you don't get to do the domestic operations type focus that I've had for a good portion of my career.
Yeah. So now you're in the 194th Security Forces. You were at the 141st prior. Talk about what is Security Forces in the Air Guard?
Security Forces is air-based ground defense is the simplest way to put it. And then we're also responsible for law enforcement functions. A lot of people think that the Guard only trains to deploy, but a lot of Guard installations, to include Camp Murray, we are standalone installations. So we have security forces on duty 7 days a week that we cut your visitor passes and we run the base defense operations center. We can provide limited patrol response. We're not so robust that we're going to, run a radar gun and see if you're speeding on the installation. So, please police yourselves in that situation. But we do take care of a lot of those security related incidents and on Camp Murray. And then also we do train to do it in an expeditionary fashion as well.
Yeah. And you guys are at the front gate whenever
we're at the front gate.
Camp Murray.
Yep.
It's you guys are working with the civilian employees there.
Right. We call that the Joint Security Initiative. We consider the State Guards our equal partners. They focus on the entry control part of things, running the DBID scanners and making sure that the people who are allowed in are allowed in, and the people who aren't allowed in are either sent away or sent over to us for additional vetting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's the difference between Air Force Security Forces and an Army MP? Because you said you were kind of talking about it. There is a little bit of a difference.
Right. So there's some overlap. There's some difference. Certainly the main difference is that we focus on airfield defense. And we are air-based defense specialists. That's our bread and butter. If you look at, previous conflicts, Iraq and Afghanistan, those airfields were, areas of extreme importance. Mm-hmm. And you'd always have security forces that not only guarded the walls, not only guarded the perimeter and the towers, but also patrolled the perimeter and the what we'd call the base security zone. So we would go outside the wire and we would ensure that, you know, people wouldn't sneak up and launch mortars at us and stuff like that. Whereas, you know, MPs, you have a law enforcement focus, you have like a security focus, and then you have your confinement focus, like three different tiers. Security forces, we're expected to do everything. There's no specialty, at least currently, more to follow on that, because we are moving towards every security forces member is airbase defender, and then some will be law enforcement specialists. Mm-hmm. That will actually go through a post-accredited academy. But right now, there is no specialty other than we do have, unfortunately, not on the guard, but as a career field, we have dog handlers. And then we have our CADM personnel, combat arms training and maintenance, who are our firearms instructors that train the entire wing, not just security forces, mm-hmm. that train everybody on small arms weapon usage, and then also maintain those weapon system as well.
Yeah. So if there's a law enforcement, you know, on the civilian side, somebody who's watching the video and they're saying, hey, I might be interested in being security forces, what does that look like? What's that crossover for them?
So it's certainly civilian law enforcement is the most parallel civilian career field to what we have right now. And we have, I would say, of all of our drill status guardsmen, I would say about 70% of them are civilian law enforcement in some form or fashion, whether that's State Patrol, we have Seattle PD, we have Tacoma PD, you name it, we've got probably somebody in that department, Fish and Wildlife even. So it's very easy to come in and build camaraderie in our unit because we already have that baseline of other law enforcement professionals in the unit.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. And I think it's always interesting when law enforcement officers are in the guard because they kind of have that wealth of knowledge that they can then pass on to younger guardsmen who are maybe not in the field just yet.
Right. And we have that. We have had that of, you know, we'll have a younger troop come in. They want a career in law enforcement and then they get mentored up with somebody in either in a department that they want to go to, or even if not, you know, they can prep them for the public safety testing, make sure their PT test is good to go, prep them for oral boards and stuff like that. So I absolutely love the culture that our unit has, that, you know, the more experienced guys are taking care of the younger guys and building them for success, whether that's their military career or their civilian career.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah. If you're in the 506 MPs and you are approaching your ETS and kind of want to see what life is like on the blue side, give me a call and I'd love to talk to you. We've got spots available. We'll put you in an overage position and we'd love to get more outside experience into our unit.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. And make a little plug there at the beginning. I think it's for all Army,
all anybody who's interested. I will say this: if you're an MP, we don't have to send you to additional training. It's a direct convert over, and it's basically just on the job training from there on out. So makes it a little easier for you. We love diversity within our ranks, and because everybody coming from outside of our career field brings experience that we don't have. And I don't care if you are an E4, if you have experience, I'm going to put you in a position where you can send that experience to the rest of our people.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I appreciate you coming on, Chris, and talking about it. If you're interested in becoming a security forces professional in the Air National Guard, we can put the information in the notes for the recruiter and you can say, hey, I really want to join the 194th or the 141st security forces. If you like the video, give it a like, make sure to subscribe and appreciate any comments you guys have. Thanks, Chris.